Right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, the beat reporter. He covers the Seattle Seahawks for the Seattle Times. Happy to have Bob Condotta on the line with us. Bob, John and Donald here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good. Chris Richard comes out of seemingly nowhere to be interviewed by the Bills over the weekend. As far as we know, that's the only interview he has taken so far. Is that right, from to your knowledge?
Yeah, that's my understanding. He's in his second year as a defensive coordinator, and so I think he's starting to get a little bit of interest now that he's done this for a couple of years. But, yeah, I don't know of any other interviews with him.
What can you tell us about Chris Richard, and how much of a role does he play with Seattle's defense?
He played at USC, under Pete Carroll, and was drafted by the Seahawks, played here for about 4 years, and then got into coaching back at USC under Pete Carroll, and then came with Carroll when Carroll got here in 2010. So that's really the only, his coaching influence is largely Pete Carroll, both as a player and played here for the Seahawks under Holmgren, but his coaching has almost solely been under Pete Carroll. He was initially a defensive backs coach and got a lot of credit in the 2010, 11, 12, when that group began to come together, Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chance, Boom, and all that. So, those guys have always spoken very highly of him, and they really lobbied for him to become the defensive coordinator when Dan Quinn left after the 2014 season to go to Atlanta. There's always going to be a little bit of a question of how much power the defensive coordinator here has, because Pete Carroll also has a background as defense. Carroll was his own defensive coordinator for much of his time when he was the head coach at USC, mm-hmm. and that's his background. And, I think there's always sort of been a thought that they're not going to do much schematically or philosophically defensively that basically isn't coming from Carroll. But, obviously there's a day-to-day aspect of organizing the defense and being the guy that's in the meeting room sort of talking directly to the players that the defensive coordinator has to handle.
Bob, regardless of, how much control he has there with the defense, what's his coaching style?
Well, he coaches down on the field. He's known to be a little bit more. They've had three defensive coordinators here under Carroll, and they had Gus Bradley, who went to become the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bradley was the defensive coordinator here actually for 4 years, started under Moore, then with Carroll. Gus was a real. If you ever met him, maybe the friendliest guy in the entire world. Was very, sort of motivational speaking that way. Dan Quinn was much more analytic, so much more sort of soft spoken and. Kind of did his work behind the scenes a little bit more. And Richard, I think, is a little bit of a mix of those guys. He can be real fiery. And if you watch the Seahawks Atlanta game this year in October, he was getting into it with Richard Sherman. That was one of sort of Richard Sherman's tiffs that he's gotten into with coaches this year. But, that sort of started with Chris Richard sort of yelling at him about a touchdown that had been given up. And so he likes to coach right down there on the field, and he's not afraid to sort of get in the face of players if they need it. He is, sort of a younger guy, 37 years old, and not so far removed from his playing days that I think he still doesn't sort of feel that playing intensity on game day.
So the fact that he's still young, 37, 38 years old, does that have anything to do with, he's able to be down there on the field and talk to the players, they can come back at him? I mean, if he's arguing with Richard Sherman, is that a good thing on the sideline?
Well, I sort of just brought that up to speak to his intent. I mean, it's one incident. I don't think that would be the first coach-player argument in the history of football. So I think that does happen. But, he has sort of always had that relationship, especially with the secondary guys, where it's been regarded that they are real close and all of that. And, he's talked about you got to be in a little bit of a different role once you become the coordinator and how you do that. Richard did say he sort of wished he'd handled that situation a little bit differently, that he would have liked to have diffused that more than sort of maybe helped escalating it. But, so maybe that playing part of him got into that a little bit. But, in general, again, he's a guy that, those guys have always spoken very highly of. And, especially the guys in the secondary who, that group has been together, especially the key guys. But even Deshaun Shedd now has been here 5 years. I mean, basically, and Jeremy Lane has. I mean, basically the five guys they have that typically start in their secondary have all been here since 2011 or 12. And Richard has always been either their position coach or the coordinator. And those guys all speak very highly of him.
Talking with Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times about Chris Richard, who interviewed yesterday with the Buffalo Bills for the head coaching vacancy here. Richard, third-round pick, played 4 years in the league. Do you remember him as a player, Bob? And was he, like, out of the mold of Richard Sherman, that type of fiery player on the field?
Yeah, he wasn't quite like that. He was, he was here kind of in the early 2000s, like I said, sort of the Mike Holmgren era, as Holmgren was sort of getting it off the ground there, 02, 03, 04. Richard's been pretty frank that, you know, he didn't quite have the career he wished he'd had. You know, he was a third round pick and sort of was a backup / special teams kind of guy. And I think was with the Seahawks for 3 years and then spent a final year with the 49ers. He was sort of a star high school quarterback and things like that, and went to USC and was a very highly recruited high school player out of the Los Angeles area who went to USC, actually signed there before Pete Carroll was the coach, but then was one of the guys who was there with Pete. They've talked often. He had a pick six that helped win a game, that basically won a game for him in Carroll's first year, that Carroll has always pointed to as a huge turning point for his program at USC. So he's always had a really good relationship with Carroll. And like I say, once he was done playing, sort of went right back to USC and started his coaching career under Carroll.
That Seattle defensive coordinator job is sort of a launching pad for head coaches now, right? With Quinn and Gus Bradley before him. Is that why is that maybe why Chris Richard would be a logical candidate for this kind of interview?
Yeah, you definitely would be interested, you know, and people can read that one in two ways. Obviously, Gus Bradley, it did not go well for him in Jacksonville, but with Dan Quinn, obviously it's going real well, and they faced the Seahawks this week in the playoffs. So with Dan having gotten the Falcons sort of back to where they were a couple of years ago. So it's just sort of that's how the NFL tends to work. You know, people look for the coordinators who are part of teams that are doing well and units that are doing well, and the Seattle defense has been, you know, almost historically great, you know, 4 straight years prior to this year of allowing the fewest points in the NFL, which was, you know, the longest streak in the history of the league prior to the Super Bowl era. So, Richard is regarded as being a huge part of that. So I'm sure he's one of those guys that people are just sort of getting interested in trying to find out more about.
You think he has his hands full. So we talked about it earlier. He's only really done this one interview, right?
Yeah,
with the Bills.
According to reports, yeah.
But they're still playing, obviously. So he has his hands full. And obviously he has his hands full this week with that Atlanta offense that they run down there in Atlanta. Do you think let's just say they lost this week, that it would vamp up a little bit more if these teams haven't hired coaches? Maybe he'll get some more interviews?
I don't really know for sure. I mean, those tend to be such an individual thing, what specific teams are looking for. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they always all have the same list, so that they're all just going to interview all the same guys. So, San Francisco is going to interview Tom Cable, who's the offensive line coach here next week. So I don't think he's a factor for that. I haven't heard his name in connection with the Rams. It sounds like the Jaguars are sort of narrowing in on Mike Smith maybe. So I'm not sure that there's any other NFL head coaching jobs right now that Chris Richard is going to be connected to.
And Bob, the way we understand it, the Bills or anyone else now cannot talk to Chris Richard for another week, right? Until after the Seahawks play Saturday at Atlanta. Is that right?
Sort of, yeah. You can only do it here. So that's the one tricky part. So when a team is in the playoffs, you have to go to where they are. It was last week when they couldn't be interviewed at all, and so you can do it then once you get into this part of the season, and then the rules change a little bit later.
Okay. Hey Bob, thanks for your insight. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.